I the windshield wipers on and it kind of frosted over.
It frosted over, is that what you said?
What?
I can hear Gaffney, so it's just a temporary thing, I'm sure.
Again, can't complain at all. Laid low yesterday in the rain.
I need to just sit around and relax for a change instead of working my fingers to the bone every minute of the day. So that was nice. Yeah, I agree.
That store I never heard of is called Rural King over there in Spartanburg. That's a pretty interesting store.
About a couple weeks ago, what did you think of it?
I mean, it's got about everything you can think of. You know, farm supplies, dog and cat supplies, clothing, chainsaws, all different kinds of things. I finally found me a couple of cans for kerosene. I just got to go down and retrieve Patrick so I can take them back to him.
Hey, somebody, I guess Patrick was saying it was just kind of like a big tractor supply or something.
Cross between a tractor supply and a Bucky's. It's in the old Sears building in the Westgate Mall.
That a place called Rural King is in a mall.
Boy, they've been around since like 1960, but I've never heard of them. Must be a Midwest thing. I think so. I mean, they got their own brand of blue jeans, kind of like Wranglers. They were only $12. Bought a pair. Seemed to work pretty good.
They're made.
Tell you, country is not made in. They had a size I wasn't, you know, I've always looked for, but they're hard to find, and it's a 35 in the waist.
Yeah, I take a more standard size. I'll take a 34, but, yeah, no, it's interesting clouds this morning. I think I'm coming up on the train trestle, which is why I can't hear anything, but I'll give me like 30 seconds to get past the thing. A little dead spot of the Packlet River right before that train bridge.
Count on it for sure.
This morning.
I've been cracking pretty good, but I can understand you fine.
Off at 78 here and grab myself a coffee. I don't think the coffee I had at home this morning was sufficient, so I'll be back in a few minutes. WTJKD.
4 TFW standing by.
4 CEF Mobile.
4 TFW Mobile, good morning.
How you doing?
Well, Eric's in here with us, but he just jumped out to grab him a coffee. But doing well over here. Yourself?
Good. Hopefully, this week we start getting back to normal. I got tired of herding cats all last week.
Pretty tough. And that everybody, if you're not busy, they're just kind of scattered on me.
That means you just got to walk around and keep an eye on them all day. I don't mind being there so people can get their 40 hours, but man, that part of it just sucks.
Right side, you probably got your steps in.
I didn't have to get up quite so early because I didn't have 6 a.m. meetings or anything else. So. But how was your week last week and this weekend?
We can't really complain about it too much. We're a little bit busy, but got my dryer back together one day, traded my Jeep and my car one day. This stayed pretty busy all week, but it was a good weekend.
KT, I'm back.
Morning, Eric. KO4, CEO. Something is going to be a little normal this week. I'll tell you again, last week we just herded cats. We had to wait on the engines to come in, and they had to reroute the boat, and it took a whole extra week just about.
Time isn't in time. It causes all kinds of havoc, huh?
Yeah, I think we're slowly starting to get away a little bit where it's not quite that just in time.
And one of my previous jobs for a while, because they did a lot of electronics assembly, and it was a total disaster. Like, you know, one late UPS truck would cause, you know, a week's loss of booking. So they what they started doing was having the vendors, like, store inventory on site, but it wasn't in our inventory, it was in their inventory. And then we just purchased it whenever one of our people went into the warehouse to get it. And that's, I think they're still doing that to this day.
Twist on just in time. So you still call it just in time, but you don't actually, you already have stuff stored, so you don't have to claim the inventory as waste. I like it.
Part of just in time is to not have any money tied, you know, quote unquote, tied up in inventory. So, you know, I guess that was their compromise, is that it would be in the vendor's inventory until the day we took it. So, I guess that worked out for the accountants.
So, yeah, we had a boat, and they said they were hitting like 30-foot swells or something, so they had to reroute them around. It took a whole extra, I don't remember how many days, but it was too much. And they flew a bunch of them in for the other plant, because obviously the bigger X5, they make more money, so they just idled our plant for the week.
Get unpaid time off for that week, or do they get paid?
Use vacation, take unpaid time off, or, and what I got to do was go in and let them work, so that way they could try to get their 40 if they wanted to do it that way. So that was the whole week last week, was just herding cats around, so they could sweep and mop and just basically piddle all week.
I've been cleaning something, so, you know, when I worked in high school, I worked at a place called Agway, which is kind of like a Tractor Supply. And, you know, when I wasn't putting inventory away, you know, my boss is always like, if you ever find you have nothing to do, sweep them up. That's what you do.
Well, that going on, because I had a lot of mop heads moving at one point. Everybody hates it, but, you know, it's something to do.
Indeed.
They make a good money to move a mop around. Y'all been up to anything?
Yeah, house cleaned out to sell. I've still got one more steel desk to get rid of, and I don't know if you want it, but it's a nice steel case desk. But Patrick came and picked one up on Friday. I couldn't convince him to take both of them. So, but yeah, I got to go clean the bathrooms today and clean the kitchen, and then all I got to do is just empty out the garage. I'm going to have one of those places that you know, junk haul off place come and just empty the garage out. Because I've gotten everything out of there that I want to keep, so there's going to, you know, throw away everything else. There's a refrigerator out there, a door fridge, a couple of other things out there that I have no plans to ever use again, so they're just going to go in the trash.
One house, move it into the one.
She's not working at home as much anymore, and when she does, you know, she's just fine at the dining room table. And, you know, I'm not working at home as much anymore either. I've been going in like 4 days a week lately, so I made myself a couple benches in the basement, moved all my ham stuff over, so that's my working home space now. And we're down to 5 dogs, almost went down to 4 yesterday. One of them got sick, and we thought that she was going to expire. You know, she's 14 years old, but she pulled through, and we're worried about her. But, yeah, we don't need the 2 houses anymore, so, yeah, we're just going to get rid of the one and just move into one.
Animal, and the work from home thing is kind of fading now.
That time before I'm slopping myself in here every day, and I'm gonna dread it, you know, making the drive every single day. But I think it's only a matter of time before they come out and say, "Well, you know, no more work at home."
Wife, the EV starting to grow on her a little bit.
Doesn't she?
Helps. I mean, but just and the fact that, you know, pretty much every time you get in it, the battery's full. It's ready to go wherever you need to go. So. It's just funny because, you know, at first she was all against it, hated it, and now it's just kind of growing on her a little bit. We get Ken an EV before long.
Like me going to a ham fish.
They pump gas anymore, that's a big help too. I don't know, I know my wife hates pumping gas, so, and my ex-wife hated pumping gas. All of my ex-girlfriends hated pumping gas. Every woman I've ever known hates pumping gas, so. Stevie's attractive for that.
Yeah, when you can fill up at the house.
She's not getting EV. She's not letting that thing in the garage.
Packing that, was it I-3 or I-4?
I-4. I can't remember. I'll have to look it back up again to see what the battery pack size was. It's decent. I usually get, after a charge and the current temperature, I'm usually at 80%. I've got about 190 miles out of it. So it warms up. It should be upwards around 230 miles.
When it's warm out, I get about 250 on a full charge and about 200 on 80%. So that's pretty good. Yeah, I think the Bolt EUV is a little bit bigger than an I-4, probably a little heavier too. So a little bit less, but I'll take it.
The new I-3, I haven't seen release photos of it yet. Only the ones in camouflage. Looks pretty good. That'll be a fun one to drive as well. Jeep EV.
Happened. Susan traded her Jeep. We traded her Jeep and my car for this car. Since she's fully retired, wasn't no sense in having three cars.
I should have got four cars sitting in the yard now. I got my car and the wife's car for the lease cars. I've got my truck and then my son's 4 Series that we bought him.
They arranged finances, getting ready for retirement. At least that's one, one whole car payment we're not making, and about $800 a year off of the insurance, so that helps.
Insurance, boy, adding a 17-year-old new driver, man, that hit a chunk of my insurance.
Get their full license until they can pay for whatever it when my insurance went up.
And once he gets a job, he's going to have to help out a little bit. It's just something to give him some responsibility for it. But, yeah, it went up, I think it was $200 extra last month, and it's supposed to drop a little bit. But it's still a chunk of change.
Had that Jeep a year, it only had 3,800 miles on it, and she went to work.
That thing at real low miles.
It was a good thing you didn't go to work on Friday.
I heard it was a disaster on Friday.
It was a several hour backup.
Didn't work that day.
And when he came and picked up the desk, that there was like a 7 mile backup on an 85 somewhere.
Tell you that you were lucky you wasn't driving in that day. I mean, it was red when I got in the car in the morning.
Let me think about it, because I was leaving to get to work just before 7, and I had to take a detour around, go up 29 and cut down 292 through Duncan, and I didn't get to work till after 7 that day, so, and there was a wreck right before 29, and I don't know where the other ones were.
For Highway 29, it's exit 66.
I've gotten around that one very easily.
You really don't. The BMW exit, it was still red, I think, at least ahead, if not a little further. It was crazy from what I heard. Like I said, I got off. But I had one of my employees, she was almost an hour late, and I guess she just got in a little bit further back. So. Well, gentlemen, I'm getting off on my exits. I'm going to snatch this antenna off the top of the car. Y'all be safe out there this morning, and hopefully we will talk to you tomorrow morning. KO4CEF, and I will be clear on y'all's final 7-3.
All right, Dan, be safe. We will talk to you later. W2JKT.
Good to hear you. Have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
It's going to be a Monday. W2JKT. I was up most of the night last night, and then it was, we had to turn the heat down because we had the windows open on Saturday, and then we forgot to turn it back up, so it got real cold last night. And then, looking at my email this morning before I left, it's just going to be a crap show at work. So, Monday.
When you're driving in, then you already know it's going to be messed up.
Chinese New Year holiday over there, so everybody's going to be off, which means nothing's going to get done. But everybody still expects something to get done, so it's like a very tough week trying to convince people that things are happening.
Make back at the old place, a lot of the machines were Italian made, and they take off, like the whole darn country takes off for like a whole month, and it's like nearly impossible to get anything.
The European Union has basically vacation the month of August, and nobody goes to work, so, except essential, you know, folks, of course, but, yeah, that's a rough month for Europe.
I go to Anderson next weekend to pick up Patrick's diesel fuel cans. Oh, I'm sorry, kerosene cans.
Too bad a drive. It was like 40 miles for you?
About an hour. Really, other side of Anderson. It's all the way down there to exit 14.
Like exit 32 all the way down to exit 14. Out there this afternoon and get an antenna put up. If I get those bathrooms and kitchen cleaned fast enough, I might have some daylight left to do it. But yeah, I'm still working on getting my ham shack set up after tearing it down.
The iron's in the fire.
Forward to getting some of those taken out. We're doing a stealth antenna in our attic because the house is 68 feet long and it has attic from one end to the other, and that's just long enough for a 40-meter dipole. And I do an off-center fed, that'll give me, you know, 40 and up, so that might be good. I don't really ever use 80 meters for anything, so you know, that might be the way I have to go because the situation outside is that it's very difficult to hang an antenna where, you know, at this house, and you know, Courtney doesn't like the sight of them, so I might have to hide it in the attic.
Should work. It kind of makes it, the wire kind of makes it directional a little bit, doesn't it?
Off the broadside, so it'd give me roughly like a north and south pattern, but that's not too bad.
The way mine was, although I had it in an inverted V, so it got me a little bit more of the other direction, too.
In gray territory, so it'll be less visible against the sky.
Yeah, I guess it's like a Kevlar coated type cord that I use for mine. There at the wireman.
Yeah, paracord, and there are places you can get like camouflage colored paracord, and I think they have a sky camo at the place I get it, so I'll have to see if they have it. And if I do hang a dipole outside, at least, you know, the ropes will be a little bit less visible, and I can always use, I don't know if I get THHN and any colors that would be, you know, meld into the background, but maybe I can get gray.
I mean, don't have no headlights on at all. My wire antenna up, it was black, but against the tree line, you struggle to see it.
I come up with, I mean, my other option is just to, you know, get a ground-mounted vertical and, like, hide it behind the shed or something. But I don't like those because they don't work as well as a good dipole.
So on my TV antenna, I get over the air because I got a TV antenna, but I can't quite get like 13 because it's up there in Asheville. But if I got another antenna, I could splice that right into the coax, right?
Get a power combiner. You can't just wire them in parallel like that because the impedances will go off.
Just for receipt. Put a T on it and then put another antenna on it, and all you're doing is receiving, it won't work that way.
The impedance will still be thrown off by quite a bit, so just use a splitter instead of a T. A splitter like that would maintain the 50 or the 75 ohms. Preamps that have two antenna inputs and then one output, so you can do it that way too, at least, and also have a preamp up there on the mast.
Okay, see if I can do this, be able to pick up that extra channel. Down to the gate, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome, safe day, and I guess we'll catch you in the morning, KM4 TFW.
All right, Dave. day. Be safe in there, and yeah, we'll catch you in the morning on the way. So have a good one. Talk to you later, WTJKT.